Hello, my name is Jay Bosco. The following is a recording of a live radio interview that I participated in discussing colon cancer screening.
I'm a gastroenterologist, so I've been thinking about, you know, colon cancer prevention diagnosis for the last, 30 years. Obviously a lot has changed, Drew, over this time frame. But do you have any specific questions for me? I mean, in regards to colorectal cancer, it's a very common problem people need to be aware of. 150,000 diagnosed yearly in this country, 53,000 plus deaths annually in this country. So, it's a very common problem. And, thankfully, it is quite preventable. We have ways to detect it early, but not only to detect it, but actually to prevent colon cancer from ever developing. You mentioned Chadwick Boseman, and he highlights a particular, two particular topics that I think is important for the audience to hear about. One is that it isn't necessarily age dependent. He was 39 years old when he was diagnosed with colorectal cancer, died at the age of 43. And he's African American, and so both of those issues, I think, should be highlighted. One is that African American population is the highest risk of developing colorectal cancer and mortality, death from colorectal cancer, and the highest rate of increase currently of colorectal cancer is in the population and people, patients, if you would, but most people aren't patients until they're made this, so I like to use the term people. It's not necessarily patients. So people who are diagnosed under the age of 55 now. So that is a rising incidence, and it's concerning because, of course, these people aren't necessarily candidates for screening at that age. The American Cancer Society is now recommending starting screening at the age of 45. They stepped out this past year. It was kind of a bold statement because traditionally I think everybody thinks age 50, is that magic age to start thinking about colorectal cancer. But I think Chadwick's situation, highlights the fact that you have to, consider this even before the age of 50.
Hey, can I follow up on a point there? You mentioned the age. And, I've always thought, hey, your first colonoscopy is at 50 or whatever it may be, unless there's a history of it. There's been a rise in colon cancer recently, even among younger people. And what is driving that? Is it diet? Is it something environmental? I mean, why are we seeing a greater increase? Is it more testing? I mean, can you explain that?
Well, I mean, so, to speak to the risk factors, so I think we just, we've touched on a couple of risk factors. One is age. So as we get older, certainly colorectal cancer incidence increases. There's no question. Race, we just spoke about. Ethnicity also has a role. The family history, personal history of polyps or, personal history of inflammatory bowel disease, for instance. But there are some factors such as smoking, such as obesity, such as diet, do play a role. So I think to some degree it may speak to some of those issues in regards to we are what we eat, right? So if we're eating, there's data about reduced animal fats, if eating a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, vitamin D comes up again. We've talked about vitamin D. I think we've talked about it with COVID. We've talked about it with so vitamin D deficiency comes up again as a risk factor. Calcium has been shown to be protective, so some supplements, some vitamin supplements, minerals can be protective. So it's probably has to do, a lot with, that aspect of it is lifestyle. But the other part of it, of course, is that, we're not screening that group. And one of the things that, one point to, important, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time here to make, though, to the audience, is that most people who develop colorectal cancer, the most common symptom is no symptom. And the most common risk factor is no risk factor. So if I'm not having a symptom and I don't have a risk factor, it doesn't protect me from developing colorectal cancer. And it's therefore important to get screened. Now, in this younger patient population, one of the issues comes up, whereas where if a patient does have a, you know, somebody has a symptom, right, they don't necessarily ascribe it that it might be something as serious as colorectal cancer.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, not only they might not ascribe it and then bring it to the attention of their, you know, of their healthcare provider, but sometimes, unfortunately, it is brought to the attention of the healthcare provider, and even the provider doesn't necessarily make that connection and refer the patient, say, for a colonoscopy. So, you know, it's awareness and having a higher index of suspicion and, you know, being aware that you are susceptible even under the age of 50. And we've locked into that age of 50, I think, is important, but we can't, you know, not to the, you know, the detriment of keeping our minds open that this may be something we have to deal with at an earlier age, again, as unfortunately the Bozeman experienced.
My guest today is Dr. Jay Bosco. We'll take a few calls. I only have him for a short time today. We'll probably revisit this issue. It's an important one that affects a lot of people. Doctor, let's go to Pam. She's listening in Minnesota. She's got a question for you. Pat, good afternoon.
Hi, doctor. Boy, am I ever glad that this is an important topic. I have my mother's father died of colon cancer, or a cousin involved with that. I've had some precancerous polyps removed and have had many of these tests over the years. I was vitamin D deficient, so all the stuff you're talking about is so important. So I've been on high doses of that. And something I found out recently actually came in the mail today. Instead of doing colonoscopies, because I'm so old and I've had so many over the years, they think that it's a little more precarious to do that procedure, plus the prep is difficult. Mm-hmm. So the doctor told me something I wasn't aware of, and I wondered if maybe other people might need to know about this. It's like a, I'm trying to think, it's a screening test, similar to the old Hemocult kinds of tests, but it's a DNA-based test, basically stool sample tests that you send in and the lab checks the DNA and tells if there is some cancer present or not, and that they recommend at my age doing it maybe every couple of years because there can be some false positives or negatives. I'm just trying to remember the name of it.
All right, I'm sure he knows, Pat. Let me hold you on that point and let the doctor respond. I mean, that seems like a much more convenient and pleasurable way of being tested, doctor. How effective is it and what do you know about it?
Yeah, sure. I think what you're referring to is a Cologuard, which is a stool-based test. It includes not only checking for blood in the stool, but also some DNA testing and some other markers in the stool. It is, you know, that is an option for some patients. It is, you know, in your situation, Pat, with a prior history of polyps yourself and a family history of colon cancer, the Cologuard screening test, in my opinion, would not be the right option for you, to be honest with you. So, you know, it's really for patients who are at average risk, so they, none of the risk factors, none of the issues that we've just been discussing would be it would be appropriate for that test. You know, colonoscopy, you know, ultimately, of course, if any of those tests, any other tests are positive, then, you know, you're looking at a colonoscopy to follow up on those exams. The big thing, I think, Drew, with these other tests, they're an option, but they're an inferior option. There's no question that colonoscopy is the best test for most patients who are at even at average risk, and the reason is the polyp. And yeah. I described, I was in an audience, and I described the polyp as another four-letter word. And I think I shared this with you, but you know, it was a colleague of mine pointed out to me
it's
that polyp is actually five letters. So my English was corrected. So anyway, so we can make polyp a four-letter word, Drew. That'd be helpful. But anyway, finding the polyp is the key, because removing the polyp then is the precursor. It leads to the colon cancer. So we have the ability, therefore, to prevent the cancer, and that's the key. I mean, we've focused over the years, Drew, from the early days of colon cancer screening about colon cancer detection and early detection. But the reality is that we can move that back to colon cancer prevention by detecting the polyps, removing the polyps, as in Pat's case. She's had the polyps removed because she got got the colonoscopy, and therefore she hasn't had to suffer through the colon cancer issues. So that's and these other tests are very insensitive to finding polyps. They're cancer detectors. They're not polyp detectors. So that's one of the major disadvantages of that.
Let's do this, Doctor. We have several people who want to join the conversation. I have a few moments with you today. Somebody was also asking about the oldest age to have a colonoscopy. She said she was up there in age. How old is too old? I know it becomes perhaps a little more dangerous the older you get because of complications, but how old is too old to get a colonoscopy?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because we talk about the upper end being 75 is that, you know, you stop screening for colorectal cancer at the age of 75. It doesn't mean that, and so the misconception of this is, so we start at 50, stop at 75. So the misconceptions are, I'm not going to get colon cancer before I'm 50, and I'm not going to get it after I'm 75. And I think we've just, you know, addressed the before 50 issue. And the after 75 issue is also needs to be highlighted here, is that colorectal cancer doesn't go away after the age of 75. Again, a major risk factor for colorectal cancer is age. And as we get older, the risk continues to go up and up. So at age 85, we're at a higher risk than 75. So after the age of 75, the recommendation is that you don't do routine colorectal cancer screening, though on an individual basis, if a patient is in good health, they don't have other medical comorbidities that would make the procedure, if they're still interested in those types of things, colon cancer screening after the age of 75 is still quite appropriate. And we see patients in their 80s and 90s presenting with colon cancer who now we're looking at having to do more invasive type of surgeries that, if in retrospect, a colonoscopy 10 years earlier would have been a much simpler thing to handle the polyps, prevent the cancer, and potentially have avoided the whole situation. So it's a difficult, you know, Medicare will cover it. The insurances will cover it after 75. But 75 is the number you look at. So you have a colonoscopy, let's say, at 75, and then you don't need to do anything further beyond that unless symptoms or, you know, again, if an individual discussion with patients.
Well, let's do this, Doctor. So many people want to join you, but let me get a call from Green Bay. I don't know whether she went to you or not. This is Pam. Pam, good afternoon. Thanks for listening to us in Green Bay.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm well.
Hi, Dr. Bosco.
Hey,
I actually have Doctor, you did my very first one, my very first colonoscopy, and I always put it off because I was scared. I had never been put out. I was scared of the prep because I heard horror stories, and I should have had it at 50 or maybe younger because my mother died from colon cancer. But by the grace of God, I finally made an appointment. So I'm an advocate. I tell everybody, go do it. The prep is not fun, but, you know, just spend the day at home and be by the bed. Yeah. It's no big deal. It really is not a big deal. And when you did mine, you did find a polyp. And if I had kept putting that off, God only knows what that would have been. Yeah. So I thank you that you took care of it.
And Pam, thank you for calling. I'm going to hold you on that point because I've got to get to another guest. But Doctor, final thoughts. I love it. She has a great bit of advice for everyone. Don't put it off. But I'll give you the final thoughts here, Doctor.
No, I appreciate the time bringing awareness to colorectal cancer. It's a common problem. Get screened, you know, get educated. I agree the bowel prep is somewhat unpleasant, but having once every 10 years for average risk individuals, it's definitely worth the trouble.
All right, well, Doctor, thank you very much. That's Dr. Jay Bosco. For more information, Doctor, what would you recommend? Just the cancer medical what website would you recommend?
Yeah, so two sites, Drew. You know, the cancer.org is the American Cancer Society, so that's a great place to get, you know, data and get, up-to-date recommendations. And then the other one that I would recommend is the ASG, so it's the American Society of Gastrointestinal Endoscopy, so ASGE.org, and that has a lot of information as well, particularly in regards to the value of colonoscopy. So I would encourage your audience to go to those sources. They're very reliable.